Page 31. Star Forest.
星星森林。
Carl Linnaeus, the namer of life.
卡尔林奈，生物命名者。
Long ago, the naming of things was messy. Plants and animals were many. How to tell which from which? Even scientists couldn't agree. One man tried to give a scientific name to every living thing. His name was Carl Linnaeus. He used two Latin words to name each species. This worked well, and still works today. Linnaeus was born in Sweden on May 23, 1707. His father loved plants. Their family had a small garden. Little Linnaeus often observed flowers and trees there. He loved writing down how different plants looked and grew. When he grew up, Linnaeus went to university to study plants and how they helped people. To learn more, he walked through Lapland in northern Sweden. He wrote about how more than 100 plants looked and where they lived. In 1735, 28-year-old Linnaeus wrote a book about plants. In the book, he made a special two-word naming system in Latin, a genus name, like the big family, and a species name, the special features. It was clear and simple for all scientists to use. Linnaeus didn't just write books. He taught students and sent them to study in different countries. Some went to China for tea plants, some to Africa. These trips found many new plants and animals. Linnaeus's favorite plant was the smallest bush in the world. It grew little flowers. He once said,
"Like this flower, I am small and unimportant."
It's the only plant named after him. Today, his statue stands in a park in Stockholm, holding that flower. It shows us every life, no matter how small, deserves a name.
Word box.
小词库.
Messy.
混乱的.
Scientist.
科学家.
Scientific.
科学上的.
Species.
种物种分类上小鱼鼠。
Observe.
观察。
System.
思想或理论体系方法。
Genus.
动植物等分类的属。
Feature.
特征，特点。
Bush.
灌木。
Unimportant.
无足轻重的。
Statue.
雕像。
Hold.
拿着。
Deserve.
应该得到，值得。
Culture tips.
文化小贴士。新航路开辟后，物种新发现，急需科学界统一命名体系。 18世纪，拉丁语是欧洲学术界的通用书面语言，科学文献多以拉丁文撰写。拉丁语继承自古罗马自然研究传统，具有历史权威性。林奈系统应用拉丁双名法，使得全球科学家拥有了跨越语言障碍的统一命名体系。这一传统延续至今。